Building on total shear, we'll delve into this idea of the mean shear vector, which can help determine supercell motion, and again, this 0 to 6 kilometer layer is a typical one to use. So we'll continue on with this example. But the mean shear vector, hand calculated, is not nearly as easy as finding the total shear, which we just took the shear segments end to end and added them up. Luckily, the direction of the mean shear vector is pretty easy. Just draw a line from the point where the surface segment starts and connect it to the end of the 6 kilometer segment, and that direction is your mean shear vector for that layer. In this case, it's pointing toward 300 degrees, which is west-northwesterly, which means it's coming out of the west-northwest, but it's pointing in the direction of east-southeast. Now we have the task of determining its magnitude.